When you're ready to ride Metro, we want you to know we're ready for you. Here are just a few of the people at Metro to tell you how we're doing our part to keep riders safe.
We're cleaning like never before, with hospital-grade cleaning.
You'll find hand sanitizer stations all over the Metro.
No mask, no Metro. Need one? We have a few extras.
At Metro, we're doing our part to keep the D.C. area moving. Find out more at WMATA.com/doingourpart.
Hello, welcome to another Touchdown Frankers podcast. My name is Lewis and I'm joined by Elijah. How you doing, man?
I'm good, thank you.
Welcome back to the show.
Yeah, 2 weeks in a row again.
Well, yeah, you missed the midweek one though. Because we're doing midweek podcasts now.
I
hope everyone tuned in. I know that was a bit of a surprise for everyone. But yeah, we're doing like every Champions League week, we're going to be doing a midweek show, so you've got that to look forward to. We got Fahi, how you doing, man?
Yo, what's good?
And obviously we got Brexit.
Brexit is back, baby.
How you doing, man?
I'm good.
You reveling in you basking in the PSG misfortune.
I'm looking to my right, but there's just an empty seat.
Yeah,
today,
I mean, like, listen, Mariah was supposed to come on today. We set the studio up specifically so you two could sit opposite each other and, you know, go at each other. But Mariah, for some, he said he's ill.
Bottled it.
Said he's ill.
Yeah, bottled it.
I mean, look. If you get illness, you get illness, you know?
Yeah.
He wasn't ready for
smoke. I am ill today as well, by the way, but, you know, turn up.
Yeah,
he wasn't ready for Sean's smoke.
Yeah, he wasn't.
Well, guys, before we get started, make sure to use the hashtag, hashtag TouchdownFrackers when you're listening to the pod. Any funny bits, any questions, anything that you want us to read out or bring our attention to, use the hashtag. If you want to send in a listener's question, you can send it in via our Twitter page before the show. And yeah, make sure to leave us a review on iTunes as well if you haven't done so already. Again, we've only got about 400 reviews and thousands of listeners, not making much sense, so leave a review.
I'm just saying
people ain't doing their job. I've left about five, but yeah. I'm running out of burner accounts on iTunes, so let's start with Chelsea today then. I feel like this was a result that was kind of coming for Chelsea. Maybe I didn't expect it against West Ham, but I felt like there had been a few displays so far that I had seen Chelsea and they hadn't been that impressive, and they were struggling to break teams down. And I felt like, even though that performance today, I felt like you got your fair crack of chances against West Ham, but I just felt like that was a result that was coming.
Do you want to start with me?
Yeah, I'm going to start with you. You're just about, didn't you?
Nah, it was just a bit too comfortable today, I think. I think after the first 45 minutes, I think it should have been clear for Sarri that Kante's role in today's game wasn't really needed. And I don't know whether it was the Europa League and playing certain players in that game and then coming in today and playing certain players still today. I just don't think... There could be many excuses for certain things, but it was just too slow in possession today. I think... It is good that Jorginho can keep ball and he can pick out great passes at certain times, but I thought today that you just needed to be able to stretch the wide players, get someone like Hazard running at the fullback. You're up against Zabaleta, push him more wider and let him start out wide and try and try the crossing game today. You're starting Giroud. He's going to be a better target man in the box for a cross. Why don't you just try and switch side to side quickly, whip the ball in and try your luck with a couple headers, a couple set pieces, but... We just tried to go down the middle all the time today. Hazard was coming inside and Jorginho, Kovacic. They were just passing comfortably. And I think West Ham's tactics of just packing out the middle, just trying to block any kind of through ball, was actually working for them today. So it was disappointing. And the result probably was coming. You've seen it against Newcastle when you put that many people behind the ball. And having Willian out wide, I just don't think he's actually worth playing there, to be honest. He's got no pace about him. He's got a shuffle in him, but to run at your defenders and run at your fullbacks, you're playing right wing. You got to stretch the game in these kind of games.
Especially who would you have had there instead?
Someone like Hudson-Odoi could have been playing today. Someone direct.
Is he even making squads?
Yeah, he's not even making the squads. It don't make sense to me. I don't get what it is. You need someone that's going to run at your fullbacks. Pedro is used for that. Pedro was played against Pauk in the midweek. I think Sarri's first choice pick is Pedro on weekends. So putting your plays into these kind of games in Europa League, I don't even take acknowledgement to it. I didn't even watch the game. I watched highlights back because I just don't respect that tournament. So
I guess what Sarri is trying to do is like trying to get that what do they call it? What Wenger used to try to do, like that autonomous kind of thing going throughout the squad where, you know, the players are building that relationship together, and that only comes through game time. So I guess that's...
Yeah, I can understand that in one way, but I just think you need to focus on the Premier League. The Premier League's intense. So he should have rested Pedro and let Willian play in that kind of game. But then it just don't make sense to me. Why is Hudson-Odoi not in that squad? Mm. He's performed in pre-season like we used to have with players like Kevin De Bruyne, producing in pre-seasons and not having sniffs in the season. You can't have young prospects like this doing well in pre-seasons, showing you a lot, and then they're not even featuring in squads. Yeah. And he's just got a different dynamic to his game. So if you've got a player like Willian who likes to cut inside and link up play, you need to also have a plan B. Because like today, when you come up against teams that are going to shut down your plan A, you have to have a plan B solution. Mm. And I think that's what we needed. We needed some directness today from someone like Hudson-Odoi.
I've got a tweet here from Omar_JJD, and he asks, what do you make of Jorginho breaking the most Premier League touches in a game? All those touches, but not one proved to be affected enough to break West Ham down.
And I saw this on the feed earlier, but I was like, did these people not watch the game? Did he not see the through ball that he played to Giroud in the first half when he flicked over the top and Giroud miskicked it completely? Mm. Or the through ball over the top in the... Who was it to? Was it to Hazard?
It was to Willian, the second half, where he plays a ball and then Willian does a shot across the goal.
Yeah, the one that the little clip over the top. Yeah. These are breaking the line passes. This is people running in behind and he's finding people on a sixpence. You can't ask for much in a game where you've got static players that ain't running in beyond like that. Giroud ain't looking for that ball like that down the channels all the time, nor is Willian. And to be honest, nor is Hazard. Hazard likes ball into feet.
So the issue isn't Jorginho?
No, it's not Jorginho. Jorginho's an absolutely world-class midfielder. You can't talk about this geezer. Like, he finds passes that not many people can find. We lack a striker.
Yeah, I was saying before the pod, I feel like the Sarri way of playing at Napoli wouldn't have had Giroud playing for.
No, definitely not.
Napoli.
He needs small, dynamic players that are willing to run off the ball at all times, keep possession, find a bit of space, and then shoot. And then this is what I mean. Kante can't shoot. Kovacic is reluctant to shoot. Jorginho is reluctant to shoot. You've got three midfielders there that when the option goes wide and you're picking up the space in the middle, you need someone like how Frank used to do, just switch it onto his foot and just have a shot from 25, 30 yards. We don't have that.
The thing is, Kovacic has the ability.
Yeah, he does.
He's
but
just
he just
not doing it.
Yeah, he's reluctant. It's like what Barkley was last season under Conte. Barkley would not shoot under Conte last year. People, like the fans, when I used to go to games, people are just shouting shoot because you know that Barkley's got a good shot in him. Like today, came on, took a first shot, took a decent shot, good save. How many shots did we really have today? I don't even know how many shots we had on target today.
I think...
Mustn't have been much.
I think the problem with Chelsea is you could just tell that there was just a lack of quality in their team. Like, sometimes, especially in the midfield as well, like... Apart from Jorginho, he had a couple of chances where he was able to break the lines with a great pass, but he's the deepest midfielder.
Mm.
Kante and Kovacic, they didn't do much offensively for me. I thought they were really poor in that sense. I thought Willian and Hazard, they didn't do much. They didn't stretch the game at all, like Sean said. Mm. The fullbacks as well, they didn't go outside them as well. Like, it was very one-paced. It was lacking intensity, and that's something I've seen a lot from Chelsea this season, to be honest.
Mm.
It's very one-paced, but sometimes... A change like Pedro versus Bournemouth, he'll come on, he brings a bit of intensity, and he'll just score a goal or something like that. But yeah, I mean, this definitely been coming from Chelsea because I've watched a lot of them and it's very boring so far. Like,
yeah,
very, very boring. So the only good game I've actually seen for them is versus Arsenal because that was just end to end.
Well, we've seen against Arsenal. Anyone can get a chance to get Arsenal.
Yeah,
a team who hadn't scored in the Premier League scored two.
Yeah.
I think scored against
I just think that attitude of Sarri having to come out of himself and saying, like, as long as we don't lose a game,
yeah,
then it's fine. But in the Premier League, we need to, you need as much wins as you can. All these draws ain't helpful to you. So,
what about Kante's role in the side? Because I saw a tweet from Anton earlier. I can't remember. I can't find it. I don't think he didn't use the hashtag, unfortunately. So that's what you get, Anton. I can't give you your props.
You had two headers today.
Hold on 1 second. You know, you just said all these draws, bro. You've only drawn one game.
What do you mean?
The theory behind it looks like
as long as you don't get beat, then it's all right. But yeah. Because this is what I'm saying. This, how are you saying that you expect the game like this to come because of the way we're playing?
Yeah.
Keep ball. Like I saw Sarri have an interview about it and saying about. No, it was one of the players was interviewed and he was saying, well, he likes us to keep the ball as much as possible and then at the right times, then try to find a pass to break the lines. Mm. So when you're keeping the possession so much, you're not giving... The opposition ain't got chances to score past you.
Yeah.
So it's like that theory of, as long as you don't concede, then it's all right. But in this league, you can't get away with that, to be honest. So
what about Kante's role on the side then? Is it something that he is able to play? You know, this, what kind of role is it that he's being asked to do?
It's weird because with Kante, often I see him as the one making the runs into the box and getting on the end of things, which I expect more of Kovacic. But I don't like Kante in this role. I'm surprised that he's being used like this. I'm not surprised he's not playing well. Because he's not really the type of midfielder. I didn't expect him to play well under Sarri. He's much better when the play is ahead of him because his passing. He's very good at short, snappy passes. Like he'll get it, give it very quickly. So I think behind the play when Chelsea are trying to progress play, he'll be very good just to get it, switch it quickly, add a bit of intensity in the middle of the pitch. But ahead of it, trying to get on the end of things, like in the middle... In the final third, where it's a bit congested, I don't think Kante is good at all.
Mm.
And I think really and truly, Kovacic and Kante's role should be switched. But then again, Kovacic, I'm not been impressed with him at all since he's come to Chelsea. Like he's been very,
seems a bit basic. I expected a lot more.
I don't know, man. I think he's. I don't know whether it's this formation, how it's being set up, in a way that it's not helping him with the options up top. With the wide players that ain't really central. I think he likes to play off people centrally because there's multiple times where he gets the ball and drives from deep and can beat two or three players with his natural pace, dribbling. So it's not like... I don't think he's been poor, but it's just a lack of options we have up front. We don't have it. It's like William don't want the ball, he just sits out wide. Morata or Giroud, whoever's playing up front, doesn't really show like that. So it's just... It's more of the... With the Kante, it's a thing where... I feel sorry for him because he's doing as much as he can in that role. He's filling the role. He's doing everything he should be doing. He's doing everything someone else should be doing in his role.
Yeah.
But his lack of ability in shooting, like look at the two chances he had today. Two massive headers. Like Keys is like 4 foot tall.
And there was a chance where he just he skied it as well with his left foot.
Yeah, skied it with his left foot. Yeah. That cutback.
Yeah, because
it's like you knew he weren't going to put it on target.
When he cooked it, he was leaning back as well, and that just shows he's not.
Yeah, he's not used to being in that.
The lack of ability, the lack of ability in them areas, which is what you need someone else to do. But I don't blame him.
Mm.
I can't put blame on Kante. No, Kante's too good of a player.
No, it's not blame. It's just that I don't. It's hard to see.
He can be in a better position.
Of course.
But I'm just. How could Sarri use him better in his system, though? That's what I'm thinking. Yeah. Like, what place in the midfield can he be better used?
Is there no comparative role in the Napoli side? Diawara?
No, they said with Alan.
Alan.
He was the one who was box-to-box more of a... Mm. But I'm still unsure.
Maybe they swapped Jorginho... Well, did they swap Jorginho when Kante's put Kante deeper central?
That completely blows out the type of play.
I know, it restricts the passing, the keep ball, so it's a bit mad. Like, this is why I don't understand this formation.
I think Kante has the ability to play where he's playing. I think it's just a case of it's only six games in.
Like, yeah, but...
It'll grow into it.
You demand players off that role to be able to get into the box, shoot, stay around in dangerous places and create. He's not that player.
I
get it.
I just don't think he has the ability to do that. So, like, it's not something where he will grow into it. I just think he just doesn't have it in him, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But
You guys don't have a good record against West Ham, do you?
No, I was there. What is it, like some kind of
mental block or something? Yeah. I don't really like using that term because I think, you know, teams change from season to season. It's, well, this West Ham team is hardly recognisable from
the same team at all.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So
I was very disappointed, really, to be honest. No one out of it today. You're expecting Chelsea to go out there and win.
West Ham are pap.
Yeah.
Actually, pap.
Yeah, they're crap.
they are.
I couldn't believe, like, when I look at it in context today, I'm like, yeah, this is bad.
Someone said you look like Charlie Slough.
I get this a lot, but yeah, can we move on, please?
Okay, yeah, so anything else needs to be added about Chelsea?
Not really.
Are you worried?
Not worried. I think
you're going to drop points.
Has the season gone as expected so far? Because
I'm happy.
Yeah, you should be happy.
Yeah, I'm happy. But it's just knowing that you can win these games,
and you're not doing it.
And we're not doing it. That's what it is. Like, I didn't expect to beat Arsenal, even at Stamford Bridge. Mm. Like, I know that. Don't get me wrong. Arsenal's going through a change as well. But I just thought we'd changing that kind of defensive mindset into an attacking mindset. It wouldn't happen for us too early, but it has, and we'll see anyway. We'll see in the next two games.
I mean, you've scored 14 the second most goals in the league.
Yeah, 14 or
14 goals this season in six games, which, I mean, is that's not bad.
It's not bad.
I know three of them came against Arsenal, four against Cardiff, three against Huddersfield. Who,
hey, you still need
three
to
of the worst them. Defensive sides goals in the Premier League, league. To be fair.
Yeah,
but
I know. But
you know,
we'll see in the midweek. We'll see what kind of side he puts out against Liverpool.
Mm.
And then, obviously, we then have to play them at home on Sunday, is it?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll
let's move on. I have got a question here about Arsenal. So, that guy, Daryl, asks, after today's results, do you think Arsenal will do a United last 3+ seasons, play shit, but get results and sneak in the top four? I mean, United did finish out of the top four the season before, didn't they?
I mean, so someone said earlier today that Arsenal fans are going to have to get used to not playing well and then relying on individual brilliance to get them to win.
Mm.
And that has been United for the last three or so seasons. So it's basically like when I watch Arsenal, apart from the building out from the back, it's just the same. It's just disorganisation. It's lack of cohesion up front. The last two games in the first half, you've been really poor. Like, versus Newcastle, versus Everton today.
Quite a few games, actually, first half have been poor.
First half is just,
and then normally we get better when Torreira comes on.
Yeah, but this today, it's not even that you got better. You just got a goal out of nothing.
Yeah.
Then after that, everything just clicked.
And then it was an offside goal. Oh, to be fair, we should have scored from the original chance. Yeah. I know it was offside, but I mean.
But, yeah, I can't think of a player that really played well.
Check. That's it.
Czech
plays well every game. It's just when he decides to put the ball in his own goal with his feet.
So what, like, Torreira started and didn't do much?
I thought Torreira did okay.
Didn't he get booked in the first 10-15 minutes?
Yeah, but I don't think that was a yellow card, personally.
But that probably restricted his game.
Yeah, it did.
Then,
yeah. I don't think that was, because even in the first half, I think it was Digne tried to get him sent off.
Yeah, he did, didn't he? Didn't even touch him. Yeah,
he tried to get him sent off. So,
I think Torreira thought he had touched him, though, because he was going over, get up, man, get up. Yeah,
he was scared. So, but, I mean, last week I said Newcastle Arsenal was like a mid-table clash. This felt the same to me. Like, it was just not a good game.
Yeah.
The quality wasn't high. And it just took something from Lacazette just to break the.
Something that is so telling, I know stats aren't everything, but Arsenal have one of the lowest XGs in the Premier League this season.
I'm not surprised.
And it's, I think, if I get it up now,
I'm not surprised.
It's 7.68, which isn't one of the lowest, it's mid-table, but it's well below the rest of the top six.
Oh, really?
Yeah. United have got 9.57, Tottenham 10, Chelsea 10, Liverpool 14, Man City 18.
Yeah.
But Arsenal have an XG of 7. It just shows we're just not creating any chances.
I think that's because Ozil's been so bad this season as well.
It's been terrible in every single game.
So bad. And why?
Why has he been terrible?
Player?
Yeah, in terms of the system that you guys are playing, why is he being so bad?
Doesn't make sense. It make me think that he'd have more time on the ball and exactly. more creative chances. Like
from an outsider's perspective,
he's just been poor. I think it's a mentality thing. I think he's very comfortable with.
He's turned off.
Yeah,
since
signing the contract,
he's actually turned off.
Because like, this is going from the back end of last season as well.
He's turned off. He's completely gone.
He's got his free. I don't blame them. Listen, he's
turned off. Like
we shouldn't have given him a new contract.
No.
How was Ramsey?
I mean, he fucked up for the second goal. I know the Ramsey stands are going to give him lots of credit for... Yeah. Was it 2 assists today, right?
Yeah, 2 assists.
2 assists. Okay. Yeah.
But he played a lot of bad passes today.
As he does. It was a typical Ramsey performance, you know?
Yeah, good.
Yeah, I'm concerned. I know we've won 5 on the bounce, which kind of sounds like, you know... But a lot of those games, I feel like today, Everton were the better side. They had decent chances. They should have scored.
Yeah.
The stats didn't look much difference between the two. Look, 50-50.
I would say if it wasn't for Aubameyang's chance, which was our best chance of the game, and it was offside, Everton had way more chances than we had.
Yeah.
And way like better chances as well. Better quality chances.
They just lacked quality up top to me.
Yeah.
Someone said to me Aubameyang's touch is as bad as Lukaku's.
It might be, you know. I don't know. Well, I didn't see the United game yesterday, so I don't know. But Aubameyang's been poor. I know he's got. I think he's got 4 goals this season, but he's been poor.
I mean, but the type of striker he is, he's not good in general play. He never was.
No.
So if he's scoring goals, so it makes no sense to put him wide left. Just I genuinely don't get it.
But then the issue is when he's up front, he's just. He doesn't do what Lacazette does.
He's just out of the game.
Yeah.
But
maybe the best way to get him involved in the game is to put him out wide.
But then you don't want him involved in the game because he's generally not good outside of scoring goals.
So what would you do then? Play them both together up front?
I'll just play them both because both of them together makes one great striker.
Yeah.
So just having both of them up front just makes sense. But the only problem is who you have. I would play Iwobi out wide left. Then
so you what would you do then for like 4-4-2?
You have to play wide.
I would just go for a diamond.
I think that's your best chance.
Pack the midfield and then just put Ozil in a 10.
Well, you know that 4-2-2 role, that 4-2-2.
That's what I was thinking because I wouldn't play Ozil right now to be.
Oh, you just drop him, yeah?
Yeah, I would really just drop
him. Too expensive to drop, man. Too expensive to drop.
Shit, man. Boy, Arsenal care.
Arsenal care. They'll jump on his back. He needs to play.
Yeah. But to answer Daryl's question, I can't see it happening. I think we give up way too many chances to...
You're not good defensively.
Yeah, we're terrible.
But,
so,
looking at Arsenal's running, you've got an easy running moving forward.
Who we got next?
Next is Watford at home.
But that's... No, see, that's a team that can beat us.
I'm not saying that Watford are easy, but... You can have harder games. But I'm looking at your next 5-6 games. You've got some decent games. Watford, Fulham, Bournemouth, Leicester.
We'll lose a couple of those games.
You know what? Those games sound easy on paper, but with Arsenal, you just know that one night they're just going
to turn up. We're not clear of those teams to be able to like just turn up and win.
They look worse against the smaller teams this season than they did...
Against Chelsea?
Like, no, just... With Wenger.
Yeah.
It's just really bad. Like, it's so hard to break teams down, and like, I'm not impressed at all.
No. Yeah, I think once we come up against a team who has decent quality going forward, then we're going to get punished.
Yeah.
Because the chances we're giving up.
I wish Liverpool could play you guys right now.
We'd probably lose about seven.
Like, every time I watch you guys, like, I wish we could have you lot right now. Because by the time we play you, I feel as if you'll get into a decent system, you kind of understand it.
I don't know.
Hopefully for you guys. But I would love to play you guys right now.
It speaks volumes that our best player this season has probably been Cech. Yeah, and Cech has just come under loads of criticism for his distribution. But he's actually been our best player this season. Yeah, the amount of saves that he's made in every single game. Like, good saves. He kept us in the game today. That speaks volumes, man. But what about yesterday then? So, obviously... United drew at home against Wolves. I thought the crisis was over, you know? I thought it was over. But
I didn't even watch the game, but...
Is it a crisis, though? Wolves are a decent team.
They are, but...
I predicted us to draw.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not surprised by the result. Yeah. I just think United at home against Wolves. Come on, man.
It's just no excuse.
You got to win your home games.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't think, I can't think of a footballing aspect where we actually excel at right now. Just physically, we look slow. Tactically, that's a mess. Even just ability-wise, there's nothing, like, it's generally just on Pogba just to create something out of magic.
Which his assist was amazing. Oh,
incredible.
The pass was mad.
Yeah.
Great. It's either that or a set piece. Other than that, we never look like scoring. Like, I can't think of the last time where I wasn't surprised by us scoring a goal, because it never comes after sustained pressure or...
It's just out of the blue, yeah, kind of thing.
Every single goal is just out of the blue or...
Yeah, because yesterday's goal was against a run of play.
Even versus Young Boys midweek, Pogba's goal out of the blue.
Yeah.
Last week's set pieces is like, it's never genuine pressure.
Yeah.
And then mentally, it is so concerning that if a team just comes up against us and just matches us, just in terms of effort, we just collapse. It's one of the worst things I've seen with a United team where we just collapse when a team just puts in as much or more effort than us. Like, we don't have the ability to even overcome that. And it's just, yeah, like, we just are not a good team. We don't have good players. Our manager's out of date.
You don't have good players. What? How do you not have good players, man?
If you look,
explain it to me.
If you look at our starting 11, yeah, like,
Fellaini's a starter every week now, isn't he?
Fellaini's a star.
All right.
Smalling's a star. Valencia, Lindelof. Like, these are below average players. Then we've got players like Lingard, who's okay. Sanchez is being played out.
I think we have to look at Sanchez, how he's playing now. Like, we can't...
Yeah. Is he 900 minutes without a goal?
Oh, he's gone years without a goal. Years without
a goal. A long time.
Yeah.
900 minutes or so?
It's a bit mad.
It's been since
March. No, 10 games.
We're talking about Ozil finessing Arsenal. Sanchez is doing a good job at United.
500k a week.
Bruv, 450, 500k, whatever we want to say.
It's 500, it's 500.
It's a bit mad.
It's 200.
Without bonuses.
I think you've got like a lot of big players though. Like, I think you've just got too many strong... Like you said, you look slow. Too many big guys in their side. And that they don't have small, dynamic, creative players in
their
side.
They do, but they're on the bench, no? Martial?
Like, I mean, Fred...
How did Martial get on yesterday?
He played a wicked through... What was that? Did he play a through ball with the back of his
heel? I don't know. We watched the game yesterday, so you can't even ask me.
I think he flicked a wicked through ball through to Lukaku, and Lukaku just made him...
I know what you're about.
Oh, what was it?
Great. That looked like a worldy through ball.
Is Lukaku about to go on one of those runs now where he just doesn't score for about 3 months?
That's what
I hope so, because it's for my Aubameyang bet. I've got loads of people playing.
That's exactly what I was saying last week. I'm just waiting for him to score in a run without goals, and then it'll be a typical Lukaku season.
Mm.
He will score though, man. Mm? Lukaku scores goals. Like,
yeah, but he does have those runs.
He has runs every single season. If you like, there's a site called Soft Soccer Base where you can see the goals that they score in each game, and it will actually just show you that he will go on like a 10-12 game run without a goal every single season without a fail.
Yeah.
Last season it was from like September to December or something, wasn't it?
It was from September to December, from like the Everton game to Bournemouth in December.
Yeah.
Something crazy like that.
Like, imagine not scoring in that many games. And he was playing like every game, every minute.
Yeah. No, it's true. I just don't get it. Like, look, Mourinho's had 400 mil to spend. He signed 10 players. He signed attackers. He signed world-class midfielders. He signed defenders, right-backs, 2 centre-backs, a left-back. Has he signed a left back?
No,
not a left back.
Signed a right back.
Right back, 2 centre backs. He signed 3 centre mids, 2 centre mids.
3 centre mids.
3. Pogba, Fred, and
Matic.
He signed Sanchez. He signed Lukaku.
It's his team, no?
He signed Mickey. He signed all these. Like, these players would get into like a lot of good teams. So I don't really understand what the issue is.
The issue is that Mourinho is just out of date. So especially with smaller teams, like, we find it hard to break them down because these days they're actually organised. Back in like 2007 and 2006, you can just play your best players and they'll just go over them. These teams are actually organised now. So to be able to break them down, you need to be able to stretch them. You need to have a system where you have players in the half spaces where they can pick it up and be dangerous. There's nothing, like, every single player looks lost. Lingard on the right is just a shadow of a player. He's in the middle, and even the guy in the middle is just okay at best. And it's just the whole team is a mess. I'm not sure what combination going forward that we should have up front as well, because none of them really seem to match well with each other. And mainly that's because Lukaku doesn't match well with most people.
Anyone.
Well, you started Matic, Fred and Pogba yesterday, didn't it?
Let me ask you a question. Simply Lee 14, he asks, United fans, I'm sure there's a hidden message in here. United fans, are you worried about the state of your midfield? What do you think needs changing?
What needs changing is...
Cough, cough, Pogba.
Yeah, of course. He's so shameless. But, for example, Mourinho said we signed Fred to replace Carrick. And I generally don't understand what that means, because they're nothing alike. Fred doesn't play anything like Carrick. He doesn't offer any of the same...
What does Fred do?
He looks like a frantic chicken.
Yeah. Fred is very... He's a typical Brazilian black centre mid to me. Like, I've said it from the start.
Like who?
He's just like...
Define that, please.
Yeah, he's just like... he's just...
Like a Cleberson.
Yeah, he just gets in there, just gets in the mix like just a Paulinho. Like, just they just get in the mix and they make a run up front. Like, he's... Like, against Tottenham... Like, we played him further forward and he would make runs in the box and he looks good, but he's not, like, I mean, he's good on the ball. He can pass really well.
People are saying he's the new Ramirez.
Ramirez. He's Ramirez, but with actual technical ability. He's not...
Whoa.
No.
Ramirez won the Champions
League.
But you're
going to bring up
that
one goal again.
That's a brilliant goal.
Come on.
Luke. That's a brilliant goal, but yeah, that guy was a... Oh.
Ramirez scored wicked goals. Scored a cracker.
Yeah, Fred scores wicked goals as well.
Yeah,
mate.
He does. But Fred actually used to be a right winger, I think. He got converted into a centre mid at Shakhtar. It's not his natural position.
He's got a good shot on him, man.
Yeah, and you can actually tell that he just runs everywhere. I don't get what... Like... With him, he needs coaching. Like, I can understand why City, like, why Pep wants him in January, because I think if he was coached well, he would do well in that sitting role, because he's able to get about and for some reason, he likes the tackle, but he's weak. So he gets bullied off it. But I think...
Are you surprised that Man City wanted him?
I'm not surprised. I'm surprised in the role that they wanted him for more. When they wanted him, but now,
what role did they want him for?
They wanted him to be a black to replace Fernandinho.
Oh really?
Dino. But I can understand it with Pep, because
he wants someone to like just progress to play.
Like with Fred, he's very good at passing through the lines. Like he's very good at through balls. Like that's the one thing he's really good at. But he just looks lost in this team, and to be honest, I can't really blame him, because most
players do, innit?
I mean. Better players have looked lost in this team, so I'm not surprised. But it's the problem. I mean, Pogba lost it for the goal yesterday, apparently, as well. I still haven't seen it. But
it's a stretch.
It is a stretch.
I mean, if I want to be shameless, yeah.
the thing is, I was more surprised. Yeah, so we can look at him losing the ball in isolation, but then
there's more.
I'm looking around him. There's nobody around him.
Yeah, exactly.
There's not a Man United player in sight. So even if you ask him to, you know. Pass the ball what is he supposed to do?
A lot of people complain that Pogba hogs it a lot. We have no options. Like
No one ever shows for it.
It doesn't make sense though, because in the formation you're supposed to have at least two men on.
That's why we're not coached well. Exactly why we're not coached. Because the amount of time Pogba just has to hold the ball and just wait, just someone to show for it, and then he will lose it. People will blame him. So sometimes he does it stupidly because whatever. I
find there's a lack of cohesive movement with this whole squad. It's very patchy in who decides when they want to run.
Because there's no coaching, there's no movement off the ball. Like, for example, with Conte at Chelsea, everyone knew exactly where to move. And sometimes it became a bit robotic, but... Just a bit of that would help so much just for these players, because they are just not good enough. They are not good enough just to say go on the pitch, because you can't tell someone like Lingard just to go on the pitch and just expect him to create something. It's not good enough.
Yeah. I think Disu said it best today. I saw him tweet and he was saying that with Sarri being at Chelsea within 2-3 months, we already know how they play.
Jose's been there for
3 years.
Yeah.
And you have no fucking idea what United
is
doing.
It's ridiculous. If anything, it's worse. It looks worse.
I don't know what the fuck United do, man.
I think Mourinho said in the...
More quality, but it's just worse.
I don't know how he's treating the wingers. Who started yesterday out wide?
It was Lingard and Sanchez.
Sanchez needs to be binned.
Who would take him?
He needs to play up front.
On these performances, who is going to take him?
But it's just an L United will have to take.
No, but the problem is that what attacker has looked good at United? You can't say it's just a Sanchez
Ibra.
Problem. He didn't look good. He was...
Bagged 30 goals.
I hated him.
I agree that he was wasteful, but...
It wasn't just that I was wasteful. He was wasteful.
But I feel like you guys made... I feel like you guys made a lot more chances with Ibra in the team.
Do you know what?
Team.
I think because he was... Well, one thing about Ibra is that when he did make movements up front, Pogba would find him immediately and he would go over the top and it was easy. But most of the time, he would just come back into midfield and it would just become... He wasn't playing up front. He was playing as a lack of...
Like Harry 10. Kane's doing that.
It was just... it was so depressing to watch because there was no presence up front. It just became more bogged down. But he... To be honest, he's done better than Lukaku because that guy is just a mess.
Right, I'm telling you, I'm having Zlatan now over Lukaku.
Did you see his goal the other day, Zlatan?
Yeah, that
little flick.
Karate kicks, man.
I don't know what a sport he's in, bro.
He didn't even look right.
He's
in L2 circles, star buttons.
It looked mad. Some hella star points.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, it was mad.
But yeah, I mean, United, you got 10 points in 5 games, is it?
The thing is, it's not that. 10 points in 6 games. I want to Pam United, but reality is, it's not that bad yet. I know they've not played any good teams.
That's bad.
I know. I get it, but within 2 games, everything could change. Like, say for example, everyone's praising Liverpool, right?
They play Spurs, haven't they?
Yeah, we play Spurs.
So everyone's praising Liverpool, for example. We could lose against Chelsea and City. United could win their next two, and they're right up there.
It's true. But are Man United going to win those two, and are you going to lose against...
I mean, we've got West Ham and Bournemouth, I think, in the next 2 games. And those games, I just don't trust... Like,
you guys will win those games.
No, but I look at fixtures, and before I'll be like... You could get 3 points there. Now I'm just saying, I hope I can get 3 points against West Ham. It's generally got that bad where I'm thinking, like...
You got West Ham away and you got Newcastle at home.
Oh.
Easy games.
In between Champions League games, though. And Derby.
Yeah, we've got Valencia in the Champions League, haven't we? Or
I don't know.
You got Derby next, West Ham, and then Valencia at home, and then Newcastle at home.
Yeah, I mean, they're all right games, but I just can't go.
What are you expecting from the season?
Is top four out of the question now?
It's not out of the question, but it will just be a competition between us, Spurs, and Arsenal, to be honest.
That is a
who comes out on top in that? Because I'm not convinced by Spurs, so I think it'll probably be United. Because I think we're comfortably the worst team in the top six.
I think they showed a bit of character, though, to be honest, on the weekend, Tottenham. They played away from home. They got their result.
But Kane is out of sorts.
Yeah.
It wasn't character. They were just lucky that Brighton didn't.
Yeah, but
Brighton should have scored a couple.
Yeah,
they needed a result.
Yeah, about the bit when he's on the left.
Yeah,
Lord knows what
he's doing. That's not
And the Spurs goalkeeper made quite a few good saves as well.
But then how bad are Man United? This is what I'm trying to say.
United have the class... to get themselves through to fourth spot.
We have the individual
But then you don't
ability.
Think... But you said at the start that you don't have the players. You don't have the players.
No. But to beat the other teams.
Yeah, but...
You can't beat Wolves. Newly promoted side.
I mean, Wolves are a well-coached team.
I think Wolves are going to beat quite a few teams this season.
Wolves are actually a really well-coached team. But I think we have... when I say we don't have the players, I mean for United standards, we don't have the players.
Yeah, I know.
Like, we're still...
You guys need to drop your standards, man. Fergie time's gone.
No, it's not about Fergie.
No, but it's the truth, though. No, but what standards are you on about, then?
I'm on about just standards of just being a good team in the Premier League. Like, United should be a good team in the Premier League. These crop of players aren't suitable for a good team in the Premier League.
You finished second last season. I'm responding like a top friend. You finished second last season.
The thing is, Man United have always been a team that the players that have to play for Man United, who should be playing for Man United, you paid the money for these players that you have now. So they have to drop their standards. What are they going to do? Go out and spend £500 million next year?
Again? I think that's
how many times. How many more times are you going to have to go out and buy players in a role in a system that obviously isn't coached?
Elijah, Perisic got dropped against, dragged against Spurs.
He's shit. He's so awful.
He would have done bits at United, man. Perisic would have done bits.
I kind of feel like he would
have done bits.
He would have done Mourinho once.
No.
He would have helped him out so good. Much.
He would have been good for 2 months and then it would have been the same as everyone else. I hate that guy, man.
He's such a good player.
He's not. Do you know what? He has so many good attributes, but he's so inconsistent.
Let me ask you a question, yeah? In regards to Anthony Martial.
Yeah.
Is it time we just accept that Martial isn't that good?
Martial, I don't think he's going to be raging when they hear this.
I think Martial's a quality player. I've always liked him. But it's just being dropped out of that team for so long. He looked very heavy the other night when he started in the midweek. He started against Young Boys, didn't he?
Yeah, he started.
He looked very heavy.
He got much better as the game.
I know he scored.
No, that was a bad finish anyway. Yeah. He got much better as the game went on. But with Martial, it's not that he isn't that good. I just don't. He doesn't know what he is, to be honest. He's not, for me anyway, he's not a winger.
If Martial played for Liverpool, he'd bag 25 to 30 goals a season.
He would be an amazing player.
I agree.
Lewis would bag 25 to 30 goals a season because
the way Liverpool play, in that half space, running at players is perfect.
It comes to coaching.
He's a quality finisher, perfect. And he runs. When he's fully fit, he is the. I think he's Man United's best player anyway. I think this little Pogba stint of him playing well in these past 2-3 games, they're going to be so reliant on Pogba to be that driving force in the Man United team for the next couple of games. And I guarantee you they drop another couple of results, relying too much on Pogba.
That's what we've been doing for the last...
You have been doing it a
since
bit.
Since he's joined, I guess.
Yeah, since he's joined. Mm. We've relied on Pogba to create chances.
Do something.
I think you look to him a lot more and then it'll falter.
I mean, but that's... I think with Martial, I think he has stagnated a lot since Jose's come in. I think he needs to have some... that direction. He just needs to be told something he needs to do better. So for example, if it's movement in behind, just extra hours on the training ground, certain movements, back post, runs from in to out, just getting into the 6-yard box more, just something specific like that. And because right now he has a lot of attributes but he's not doing anything. Like recently, I'm watching and I'm thinking, you're just doing nothing for me. And like, I'm a massive Martial fan. Everyone knows I'm a massive Martial fan. But his dribbling, personally, is okay. His close control is amazing. I think he's better centrally. I think he can link really well. Combination play, he can bounce off players. But when Martial is your most creative player, that's a massive problem at the club. And I think the one thing we need to sort out is we need creativity in the final third because it is severely lacking. Mm. We need someone who's able to...
Any ideas?
I mean, it's like...
Should you have gone for someone like Mahrez?
This is mental to me, man. Sanchez, Lukaku, Martial, Rashford, Pogba. I get it.
It makes no sense, but it's happening.
I get it. You're right. You are right, but it's just mental to me.
But Alexis hasn't really been a great creator for a while now.
No, he's not. He's never been a great creator.
He's been a banger.
He can force himself, though. He can force it himself. Yeah, he's just not even doing that.
Because it's honestly, when you come to United, it just gets sapped out of you. Like, you can see it's so... like frustrating and disheartening to play.
Piano took his juice, man.
Yeah.
That piano took everything.
It's just so, like, it keeps happening with every single player that comes to United, and we can't keep saying that it's this player declining such and such. It just comes to a point where we have to look at the manager and what he's doing, because it can't keep happening to every type of player in every different age range, and we're saying, I'm just making different reasons as to why when just clearly the manager.
Yeah.
Really and truly, Jose will be gone end of the season anyway. So.
He should be gone. Like,
because
fast,
he's not going to win the league. He's not going to challenge for the league. He's not doing his job right. He's going to go.
He's like,
That's it. He needs to challenge for the league. 400 mil in 2-3 years. He needs to challenge for the league. He's got no excuse.
He really should be gone sooner.
No one is saying for him to win the league, but you need to challenge for at least. I don't think he's gonna do it.
Like, if at a big club, for example, Man City, the season after they won the league with Mancini, they finished second. They lost in the FA Cup final. Exactly the same conditions.
Against Wigan.
Yeah, exactly the same. Basically, almost the same as United last season. They sack him. He doesn't play good football. There's disharmony in the squad. They sack him. They get in a new manager. Try and move forward with attractive football. We kept Mourinho, and it just looks like it's just dragging on. Mm-hmm. So, for me, like, at a proactive club, they would look at Mourinho and think, that's someone to get out. But with the way United is set up, where it's just... like, there's no real discernible cohesion in terms of decision making. It's just really Woodward and Matt Judge and Myrtle who are making the decisions. And to be honest, we need like proper football people in our board, because as like, I'm not someone who is angry at Woodward for not doing a great job. I think he's done okay, but you can tell that he is limited in his role and he needs help. And we need to get in that help to be able to move forward, because as much as we say...
In terms of what, like player recruitment?
Recruitment, just...
And identification as well?
Yeah, because, I mean, apparently we are looking for a recruitment analyst and we're looking for a director of football.
Go on, Football Manager, man.
In it, just scouting potential 20, scouting ability.
Yeah, 20. Just see what they come out with.
Them. Yeah. But like,
go on YouTube, check their videos.
But like, at every other club, there just seems to be more of that. Like, even at Arsenal now, there seems to be a real...
Oh,
like,
mate, they ain't working very well.
I mean, it's just started. Like, even if you do bring these people in, I expect it to go very badly at the beginning anyway. Because even with Liverpool, when they got in...
Camoli.
Yeah.
City as well, when they got... they were buying shocking players for the first 2-3 seasons. So it will take a while, but something needs to change about the club. The club is just not right now.
I just think United fans need to kind of settle their expectations.
It's hard to do though, man.
I get it, but like, I know it's boring to hear, but the Fergie era is gone, isn't it? Like, it's a new era now. You're not levels like that. Lower it a bit.
The thing is, I'm not even expecting us to get to Fergie standards.
You just want to be competing.
I think competing is just a minimum. Like, I already feel like I dropped my standards by just saying let's compete or
we're not going to win the league.
That's dropping my standards. This right now is ridiculous. Like,
but I think the issue is some United fans have dropped their standards too much.
Oh,
and that's like where they're kind of like, listen, mate,
they're good.
That's why you can't banter with Man United fans no more.
Have an agenda. The press have an agenda.
I'm not listening to Touchline anymore. There's such
Who is that
Perfection
guy?
Seven. Get out of here, man.
It makes me
if
sick.
I want to tune into
anti-Man
United slander, I will just go and listen to ESPN.
Just grow up.
Get a grip, man.
Look, we're just discussing what's going on. No one is happy.
So. We went from winning leagues to apparently being happy to finish 19 points in second. Like, have some standards.
This episode is sponsored by Schwans.com. What are you having for dinner tonight? Good question. Schwann's Home Delivery has a solution for you. Stock up your freezer with high-quality frozen foods like premium meats and sides, delicious ready-made meals, ice cream, and more. No subscriptions, no memberships, just a friendly yellow truck that's been delivering food for almost 70 years. Listeners of this show get a special deal. Get 20% off your first order with code YUM20. Check out schwans.com/yum for details.
All right, fine. Let's move on to Liverpool.
Yeah, W Hotel, baby.
There's not much to talk about in terms of your win against Southampton, I guess.
Routine win.
Yeah. I mean, that's like, what, six in a row?
Seven. PSG.
Oh, yeah. Don't get too smug about it.
It was good. It was a good first half performance. Second half, we kind of let go.
Yeah.
Because
understandable, 3-0 up.
Yeah. Mm. He took off Shaq.
How was he?
He was great.
He was really good.
Really?
Shaqiri was okay.
Because I was wondering.
He was balling.
Did he play in the hole?
He played in the hole, yeah. Nah, he was amazing.
No,
he was good.
But why take him off at half time?
to defend the lead.
Yeah.
Just in well, 3-0.
Just yeah. in case, that, mate, it's Liverpool.
That game should have been 6 or 7, to be honest, because Southampton are really bad.
The thing is, Southampton tried it on us.
First off, Southampton had a lot of chances.
They had a lot of chances. That's what I said to you yesterday.
They had goals in that team, though, is there? No goals in
Southampton. Because even Ings
couldn't play
as well, and he's the best striker, personally.
Yeah.
But Southampton, I was thinking, like, to be 3-0 down at half time and play like that.
Flattened them a little
bit. They played well, man. They opened us up a few times.
Yeah.
Like, if they had a good finisher, they should have scored.
Yeah, like they might have even scored 2 if they were lucky. So I can understand him taking off an attacker, but to take off Shaqiri.
Yeah, I would have taken off like someone like Mane or Salah.
Yeah.
Because
he didn't have game time as well.
Yeah,
at least let him have a 90.
That's what I'm saying.
Shaqiri was very good.
He would have felt a lot good. He would have felt very good about himself yesterday. It would have given him a nice positive boost. Right, whenever I come in next time, I can perform like that.
But I think he'll play against Chelsea anyway.
He'll play Carabao Cup, innit?
Yeah, he'll play. He was very good. But yeah, first half just routine. I'd say out of all of our games, we've not played well the 7 games. We've probably played well for 2.5 games.
Mm.
So West Ham, PSG, we were good. Southampton, first half, we were good. The other games have been like basic, really. Mm. We've done what we're supposed to do. But yesterday, good. Second half, we just kind of let go of it.
Yeah.
Still
no minutes for old Fabinho.
No, he played 2 minutes against PSG.
Oh, sorry, I did forget about those 2 minutes.
Mate, he's slowly racking them up.
Yeah.
But he doesn't need to. That's the thing. But, you know, like, if we weren't winning games, then there's a point there where it's like, why is Fabinho not playing?
Yeah.
But you don't winning want them games, questions. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, you don't want them questions. You just want the W's.
That's it. It doesn't matter. So no one can really say shit.
Yeah,
I think with Fabinho, he just has to adapt to the way Liverpool
We don't need him right now. Like, that's the truth. Like, no one's doing anything to us in midfield.
People are trying to pick faults at Liverpool at the moment.
It's pathetic.
Yeah. Even at Salah. Oh, Salah's been terrible. Salah's not the same. They've got they have got 100% record and Salah's not playing well.
Yeah.
You should be fearful.
He scored 3-7.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should
That's
be
better
fearful.
Than your attackers.
And Firmino scored 2 winners in 2 games.
Yeah.
Anton?
There's nothing. Yeah, it's true. There's nothing.
Someone should poke his eye out a bit more then, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mate, like,
but to be fair to Anton, I know he did make a few points about Firmino that he doesn't score enough important goals, more so in the league. Yeah. But does it now that people are now kind of saying, look, Firmino is scoring these goals, doesn't that kind of highlight that the fact that he wasn't and it was important to start with?
Yes, you are correct.
Right. There you go, Anton.
Anton is right. But it's a case of, I think the way people interpreted what he was trying to say was like, oh, Firmino is just not good enough for that setup. It should be someone else.
Mm.
Which is kind of what he was saying.
He said that Liverpool can do better, I think.
There you go. Yeah. But the other point of view is, look at the way we gel up front, look at the way we create so many chances seamlessly, look at how much he does to build up play as well. So there's two sides to look at it. Yeah, obviously we can get better strikers in. You can't disagree with that. There are better finishers in the world that you can get.
Yeah.
But the way that system is working currently, Firmino fits in it perfectly. So like, we can't really complain.
Yeah.
Mm. I've not really got much complaints. Like, the only complaint I would normally have is, if we can't score a goal, I wouldn't expect Firmino to score the winner. Like, that is the truth. Like, that's how I would feel usually. So when PSG, against PSG, when he scored the winner.
But you would,
like,
want your strikers to do that, surely.
Yeah, 100%.
Mm.
So I kind of get what Anton was trying to say.
Mm.
But I wouldn't put it to a point where it's like, oh, we need someone better, because Firmino does a lot for everyone else to do well. Which is, again, a number 9. Should he really be doing that?
But I think it's just, it's respective to your side. So maybe you don't want that for another team, but you want it for your team.
Exactly.
Of course it does. It suits them perfectly.
Yeah.
Why are you going to change your system to say, oh, we should play like normal traditional football with a normal nine?
The front,
you don't have to.
The front three bagged over 90 goals last season.
Yeah.
Therefore, it's not an issue.
It's not
that's
an issue.
It. That's the end of the conversation.
But then you drew quite a lot of games, which kind of hampered your league position.
They drew
after
a
game
lot
31
game.
We kind of gave up. We were just managing.
But you had a lot of draws before game 31.
Yeah, I mean, they drew a lot of games in the first half of the season, to be fair. But that was while Mane was adjusting to the left wing.
Salah was just adjusting to playing in the league.
Coming in the league. Their centre midfield still wasn't quite right yet. So I can understand. Plus with Coutinho, I think once Coutinho left,
they made it better for us.
Their midfield looked a lot better. Like, I think
12 draws is a lot. 12 draws is a lot.
What do you mean?
12 draws is just a lot.
Yeah, no.
Things have changed though. Players have changed. Mm. Personnel's changed, bro. Right.
Well, Sean, let's talk a little bit about PSG.
Yeah. I listened to both podcasts, the Champions League one, and it just, bro.
You need to respect foreign leagues more, mate.
Who, me?
You need to respect them more.
Yeah, I do wish Mara was here.
Yeah, I think no respect. Yeah. I put zero respect on the French league. Zero.
Well, you say that, but then the third best team, Lyon, was the third best team.
And then I replied to that person by saying, "What did them like? You're talking about Europe." What did the other French teams do in the UEFA Cup?
Marseille fucked me.
Fucked you in your bit. Yep. Do you understand? I don't know who else is in the...
Monaco lost to Atletico, right?
It's just the fact that we spoke... When I said that PSG would finish fourth, I got pammed. People like... Mariah was pamming me about, this English agenda for people that think, English football's better, blah, 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 blah. Bruv, it showed... It didn't make sense to me because the next time the podcast came on, these lot were expecting Liverpool to beat PSG at Liverpool.
It's Liverpool, isn't it?
No, but
European.
But then, hold on.
So you said they would finish fourth, right?
Yeah, fourth.
So I don't think people would expect Spurs to beat PSG. I don't think people would expect Chelsea to beat PSG.
Even United.
I think it's just or United or Arsenal.
It's true. Yeah, but these are big games.
I think the only team in the Premier League that people just said this is the team to beat PSG was Liverpool or City. Yeah.
Okay, so what a position out of, like, you got to remember.
But then Liverpool, even City, I don't know because like, the way City are in Europe,
City,
I don't know.
City win the league. No, but we're talking about Premier League.
Yeah,
I said they'd finish fourth in the Premier League.
Mm.
You win your games.
I don't think it's a terrible shout.
No, but no, you win your games away from home in the league where you win titles. You win the titles when you go to big sides and you beat teams. Mm. PSG came to Liverpool the other night. Liverpool didn't even look at 80% of what they're capable of, and still found a job.
They made it easy
still
for us, though.
You still got the job done. You can't expect to go to Liverpool and play Di Maria centre mid by himself and try to hold the ball. Mm. It was embarrassing. Rabiot floating all over the pitch as he does. He didn't want the ball.
Yeah, but Rabiot didn't want to play well against us because we're signing him in the summer. It's a bit like Ox.
You're signing Rabiot in the summer?
Yeah. Oh, no, they've actually been linked to Rabiot in the summer.
Why? You got like a million centre midfielders?
Free transfer. Apparently,
we're always out here for bargains.
So yeah, who's going?
Milner
apparently wants to
go back. But Milner's like your best player at the moment.
No, but apparently Milner wants to go back to Leeds.
What?
If Leeds get promoted.
Fuck off, James. Get him promoted.
But yeah, that's probably why.
Listen.
Top bandwagon jumping that.
Listen, well, at least Chupa Moting like scored today and scored for PSG. Mm. This is the great PSG who would come to our Premier League and would finish first or second guaranteed. As Mariah said when he was on pamming me.
I don't think Mariah said first.
Mariah said that they would not finish outside the top two.
Yeah, he said top two.
He said they wouldn't finish outside of the top two.
Mm.
Liverpool better than them. And it's the shock of coming to the league and knowing that teams have the capability to hit you on the counter. The Premier League is a hell of a lot more intense than these French sides week in, week out. People will beat them. People will beat them at their grounds. They wouldn't travel away.
There's definitely some credence to it, because all you really have to do is look at like UEFA coefficients. Where's Ligue 1? Like fifth or sixth?
Fifth.
So come on, we know French sides are not doing their thing in Europe. I know Marseille got to the semi-final Europa League last season.
They got to the final.
But then it was the final, wasn't it? Yeah, sorry.
The coefficient is also slightly biased based on the amount of teams in each tournament. So if France only have three teams in Champions League, they can only get so many coefficient points.
I don't really look at them things. I just look at how good the sides are.
But then you get your places based on historical performance.
So if they perform better, they'll get more places.
So I know it is biased in terms of what the table looks like now. Mm. But it's only that way because of how they performed in the last 5 years.
I just don't respect their approach to the game. They showed no respect to Liverpool trying to play that formation.
Marquinhos, I think they really thought that, we'll just leave Neymar and Mbappe up front.
Did they really think they were going to be able to get the ball out to them that consistently? Stupid.
to let them have the ball.
So you still stick by that PSG would finish fourth 100%. In the Premier League?
100%. Anton tried to laugh at me on the pod at the start of the last, but I don't forget that. So Anton, fuck you, Anton, and fuck you, Mario. Yeah, that's about it, really.
We have to bear this in mind as well. What we're basing this argument off now is a game where Liverpool showed up in a European game.
You didn't show
game.
Up, though.
Yeah, but it's a European thing. This is what we do. So in the league, PSG would...
Personally, what are they going to change in the league?
Personally, I think with PSG, I think the thing that will get them is the intensity week in, week out. Mm. I think their squad isn't deep enough at all. They've let go of a lot of players. Like, they loaned out Lo Celso to Betis. They let Mutters left.
Yeah.
Verratti's injury prone. So they had to play Marquinhos in midfield. Well, they didn't have to because they had...
No, they could have played Lozano Diarra, a Chelsea reject from about 15 years ago.
Their squad has been really poorly built. They've just focused on the attack, really. And it's just left everything else, like, quite bad. But I think if they came to the Prem after one season, they would splash the cash and try
to be completely different.
Yeah, but that's what it would have to be like. Yeah. But this is why I said they would finish fourth, because they haven't got a structured midfield. They're too top heavy. Their defence ain't the greatest.
I think their defence is okay, but I think
they let Matuidi go as well. Obviously,
they let Matuidi go.
Yeah.
I think so. Like, they were missing Buffon and Alves and...
Is Buffon even that good, though?
Nah, come on, man. I can't even talk about it. Yeah, that's not a player missing, man. Can't talk about Buffon being
Alves
missed.
As well?
Yeah, they were missing...
Another one.
The Bernat Ute was terrible. The Bernat Ute was crap.
Would he?
Really? Who was that Ute that played at? Bernat?
Bernat, yeah.
Dead.
He's a good player, though. He's poor defensively, but offensively, he's okay. But, yeah, I mean, they're missing a few, but... Yeah, their squad really needs to improve. Like, they need to invest in their squad to try and get back to where they were supposed to be anyway. Because a few seasons ago, it looked like they were on the cusp of, like, getting close to the Champions League. But now, they look further away than they have.
I think they've just got rid of their depth.
Yeah, they have.
Yeah, it just doesn't make sense why they did that.
I think it's because they just got too...
Comfortable. And they're like, oh, we can win the league with this amount.
Yeah, but then
surely their prime ambition is Champions League.
Yeah, but they're all thinking we don't really need our depth to win the Champions League. We just need our 11. Then the rest of it for the league, we can just rotate and rest it.
Right.
Bit odd. So, okay. So, Sean, so you're saying what you're saying about PSG because they lost to Liverpool. Okay, but all right. But that's supporting your point.
Yeah, it does.
But what everyone else is saying is, but Lyon dealt with City... So where are you going with this?
Did people watch that Lyon game? Or was all the Man United?
I watched it. Lyon were the better side.
Lyon were the better side.
Yeah.
They were good.
Yeah.
They might have been good on the counter. They had two counter attacks.
No.
They didn't have the ball.
No, because Depay hit the post as well.
Yeah, but the majority of the game, Man City had possession.
Yeah, they had possession, but they didn't do much
in
it.
Areas. But like, but that's what I'm saying. So Lyon, there was what was Lyon that night? 18-1, 16-1 to win that game?
Wow, really?
No, I think it was a little bit less than that.
It's got to be
I think Man City started at about 1.2, so they were probably 1.2. About
12-1. They were like 1-7, 1-8. Like, that shows you the respect that they gave Lyon. I watched both of the games and I thought Man City dominated most of that game. Should have had a penalty in the first half. Raheem had a goal ruled out offside.
But they didn't really create much.
Lyon should have won 3-0. That's the way I see it.
Play that game 9 more times.
I mean, I don't know.
Man City won.
It doesn't matter about the 9 times. It matters about the one that happened.
I mean,
I know, but it's.
Would your point change?
Man City will go and win in Lyon.
You see, if in the reverse fixture, if Liverpool go to
PSG
Paris
and lose.
Does that change your thoughts?
Yeah, then people can come at me a bit. But
people
can come at me if PSG deal with Liverpool over there. But it's just playing against top sides in the Premier League that actually respect keeping the ball a bit and trying to build attacks through the midfield. You've got to have midfielders. They don't have midfielders. Mm. And if Cavani gets injured, they've got a relegated Stoke Choupo-Moting playing up front for them.
Mm.
It's not good. You can't
You've
come to me.
You've got a relegated Shaq playing for Liverpool. What? Like, I'm just saying, did it? Like,
yeah, but that's what I'm saying. But Liverpool haven't won the league. So it's not like...
Why are you bringing that up for?
No, but I'm just...
Shut up, man.
Very hard.
Nah, but that's... But it's just...
That for?
But that's what it is, though.
You'll be changed immediately.
Yeah, but that's what it is. There's depth in squad, innit? Like, you have to have a depth in squad. You have to have squad in depth, sorry, to win the league, so...
Yeah.
We'll see, innit?
Any other games you guys want to talk about? I mean, City won 5-0, but I mean, no one's really surprised about that.
Cardiff are dead.
Yeah.
They're going to get about 15 points this season.
I really hope they get 0 points. Boy,
they've got points already, haven't they?
Two? Oh, they've got two. Jesus. Yeah.
Who did they draw against?
Didn't they?
Yeah,
there was some points.
They must have, yeah. Yeah, they've drawn twice. Yeah.
They've got 2 points.
I don't know who. I can't remember.
Yeah,
who
I'm going for like 15 to 18 points.
I mean, they almost beat Arsenal.
I just hope they got like 5 points then.
Yeah, but Warnock will get sacked in Feb.
Yeah, hopefully.
Then he'll bring someone else up to
Cardiff. Cardiff are really bad, but then that's what happens when you start Aguero.
I don't know if they'll sack Warnock.
They will, man.
They started Jesus the other night in the Champions League, no?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
There you go.
What does that mean? Jesus is a starter for Brazil.
And so what?
Yeah, but the drop-off between Aguero and Jesus is mad. But
Jesus
is
like, it's like
Firmino to Origi.
But see...
No, it's not that bad.
I guarantee you when City go to Lyon, Aguero's starting up front and City win 2-3-1.
Jesus has gotten a lot worse, though.
I don't understand what's going on with him.
Yeah, he's looking out of sorts.
He's gotten a lot. Because when he came, he looked... Like he looked like he
every
had,
goal possible.
And he looked like he had technique. Like even last season versus Man United, he played left wing and he was dribbling past players like it was nothing. Now,
bad form, maybe going bad form.
Yeah, I guess.
To me, I've never really seen this. Like
he was phenom
kind of.
He was really good, like
touted player.
He just seemed to find
really
very
good
space.
Really
good?
Like he played wide right in Brazil. And he was able to get the ball, dribble past players, and like.
But it's Brazil.
Yeah, Brazil's hard to play because
overcommitted players in challenges where they'll nick
guys
it, they'll try and throw it.
They'll
go at you 100% and run into the stand, bro, on a challenge, bro.
They are violent. It's hard to get past you because if you go past them, they will take you down.
Mm.
So to be able to do that, in Brazil, I respect it. But he just looks a shadow of the player. I think it's the way that Pep wants to play because of the striker where he doesn't really want them to move. I think he just doesn't get a lot of touches and just looks out of sorts right now.
Mm.
But I think he's a really good talent and people are going a bit overboard, but... Yeah.
Jesus or Rashford, sorry.
Yeah, we've had this discussion before, I think.
Before, I would have said Jesus, but now I'm not sure.
Rashford ain't showing me nothing.
No, I'm not sure.
Both as bad as each other.
Yeah.
who's worse? Rashford. I think we should rephrase it.
All these like young players that everyone used to like bounce about.
Essentially.
Everyone's quiet now, isn't it? No one's saying anything about Jesus. No one's saying anything about Martial or Rashford. Everyone's just a bit like.
Meanwhile, Mbappe is just.
Yeah, Mbappe's just gone clear.
He was shocking the other night as well.
Yo, he scored
against Liverpool.
He scored, but he was shocking the other night.
That was poor for the winner as well.
Oh, it was, yeah. But like he was just overall.
Yeah.
Overall, he was.
Yeah,
bad.
Why does no one mention that?
Trashford.
Yeah, like I saw bare like touchline man chatting about Salah losing the ball.
Agendas, isn't
shameless
it?
People, you know who you are.
Yeah.
I will say names, but
why,
you know who you are.
Why are you pointing out the mic?
You know who you are. But when Mbappe lost it, no one wants to say anything.
Starboy. Mbappe's golden boy, isn't it?
Yeah,
Starboy, that's it. So no one can jump on that train.
Yeah, he's a bum though.
Yeah, that was bummy, I can't lie. Everyone did stay quiet though. Everyone's like,
yeah, everyone, no
but then I saw
anything.
Some shameless people saying it.
I was so happy.
Belly,
yeah, the belly.
Booze.
Fuck off.
Crochet.
Anyway, I'll tell you what result I was so surprised with. Burnley. Where the fuck did they score?
I had Bournemouth down to win 3-1 that game.
I thought Bournemouth would win.
On Super 6, I had a shocking...
Their price looked a bit too dodgy for me. It looked too short because it was like it was just one of those ones where I thought, oh, should I put 500 quid on Bournemouth? Because Burnley are horrible. But I was like, nah, it's just one of those fishy games. I told you about Burnley, and
have Burnley ever scored 4 goals in a game before?
It was 3, no?
It was 4.
Was it 4?
Yeah.
4?
Me.
What?
4-0.
I left it at 3. I turned off my
phone. I thought it was 3-0 at the end, yeah. Fuck, you know?
Ashley Barnes got 2.
It. Everything's going right for me nowadays, isn't it?
All right, let's do some listeners' questions. okay, we've got David Boogs asked, Pires or Giggs?
Oh, God.
Giggsy.
Pires.
I have no idea because I was too young, but Giggsy.
What?
Heavy chest match.
I'm not saying ability or what?
If it's ability, then Pires.
Giggs could play centre mid, so, you know.
Could he play centre mid or did he play centre mid?
He did both.
He attempted to play centre mid.
He did it well. Occasionally.
Yeah, Pirish could play centre mid.
In like...
Wait, listen. In our midfield right now, I'd take Pirish centre mid.
That's...
Easy.
I would actually take Giggs
I'd
right
say
now.
Giggsy still.
What, because of longevity?
Because he rigged the PFA.
Yeah, maybe.
Because he scored like 80 goals
over PFA. Oh, that was outrageous when he won that award.
Shameless win.
That was the worst. He done nothing the whole year.
He was, I think that, like, he wasn't even a star. He wasn't close to star.
How bad was that year of talent?
No, that was so shameless.
They just said, because it was, I think that was the 20th year of him.
They gave him the PFA.
First team football. They just gave him the PFA.
Yeah, that's mad.
114 goals in 672 games.
I mean, the role of the woman has changed.
Don't
mep on. Check Pires.
I bet Pires got more than that though.
What, in his whole career?
Yeah, he's probably played less games, isn't he? Let me find out. Pires got a couple 20 goal seasons at Arsenal.
Giggs, he's got a lot of assists to his name now, didn't he?
Yeah. I mean, he played for 25.
He did play for a long time.
Wikipedia don't have Pires' club statistics. I swear to God they don't. Anyone can check Wikipedia right now. I'm not trying to...
Wow.
He's got... So, at the top, it's got 127 and 537.
Lewis won that one.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, Giggs achieved more, but...
Played for a better team.
But Pires...
Yeah, Pires flourished at the time with a very, very good team.
I think Pires' peak...
Yeah, he was part of that. He was a main instrumental part of that very good team, though.
Pires' peak was more visible.
Didn't Pires miss the 2002 World Cup because of an injury or something like that?
But that's probably a good thing.
Sure. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They got knocked out by... Like,
I was thinking of the 98 World Cup,
They got knocked out group stages.
Yeah.
Senegal in a minute.
El Hadji Diouf. Did him over.
Shocking signing.
Yeah. he was part of the World Cup squad and the European Championship squad.
Yeah.
That won.
So he's a World Cup winner as well.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Done. Bob's your uncle.
Yep.
Debate done. All right.
Still Giggsy.
M_A_Lestrange asked, how shit is Antonio? Is this referring to something?
Oh. Mikel Antonio.
Wait, is Mikel Antonio playing up front for West Ham?
Because.
Another bum.
He played right wide today.
No, he played up front today.
Did he?
That's how bad he was. It looked like he was playing the right wing.
Then again, we had a lot of the ball that first half.
That guy, his touch is something else.
People,
you know what? He
England
went. Remember that peak
where he scored every game. He scored them backstick headers.
Yeah, he was doing everything. He was going past players.
He scored two against Liverpool as well.
Mm. But do you know what happened? I know what happened.
He got injured.
Nah, he spoke ill about us keeping Coutinho.
Really?
There's no reason for him to talk about this. Yeah. Like, you play for West Ham. Yeah. Why are you discussing Coutinho and Liverpool?
That's
the reason why.
Right. Do you know what's really funny? I think Begovic said in the week that Bournemouth's front three is as good as Liverpool's front three.
Why are we always
and then they lost 4-0. So I actually think there's some
like Pickford as well. Talking about Alisson.
Yeah.
The following week, what happened to Pickford?
There's a trend here.
There's a bit of bad karma in there.
Yeah. All I'm saying is I talk to people, innit?
There's a trend.
Done.
Will's RTP asks, could Arsenal be underdogs for the top four spot?
No.
Next. Trilly Ads asks, is Lacazette a serious contender for the Golden Boot?
No.
You tell me. Two goals. You're the Arsenal fan. What do you
think? I thought he had more than two goals.
No, because he wasn't starting, remember?
No, he started every game, no?
No, he hasn't started every game.
My head's gone.
Cardiff was his first start.
What, he could bag 20, can't he?
20 goals out? No.
I mean, his goal was amazing.
He's a really good striker of the ball.
Yeah.
Very good, but he just doesn't get into enough goals going up.
Yeah,
positions.
I think Leroy made a good point about Lacazette, where he talks about like there's some strikers who would just let a shot off, like no matter what position they're in. Lacazette's very much like a percentages kind of guy. Yeah. If the shot isn't kind of like in perfect positioning, he's not taking it. He's a percentages kind of guy.
Like Kane, he will just shift it out.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if there's people in the way. He's finding that extra yard and doing it. Lacazette's not that type of guy. I think even today he had like a
there was one where
there was one. Yeah, he's just like shoot.
Yeah, but he tried to get it shifted
exactly.
And
I think that will inhibit him a little
bit. What are you expecting from this season in terms of goals?
20
in all comps.
All comps.
My
stats are low for Lacazette.
From what Lacazette?
Yeah, my stats are low.
Milanovic will score more than that.
So what about Aubameyang?
Will.
Aubameyang, I'm expecting 25.
So you should finish top four then?
No.
I don't
45 goals between them two players.
70 goals this season. Have
you seen their defence?
I know, but fucking hell. We scored 45 goals
between
two players.
I mean, we've literally conceded... how many goals have we conceded so far?
This is your first clean sheet today.
We've conceded 9 goals in 6 games.
You conceded 3 against us.
And they've not even played anyone that good.
It's our first clean sheet today.
They played
6 games.
They conceded 2 against Cardiff. And Dak too.
Yeah, exactly. Fucking hell. Boy. All right. How is it? All right. So, does Kadir Anfield ask, how is it that Sarri has made a PFA Player of the Year Kante look like a Joseph Malumbu in his system, which clearly isn't favouring Kante?
Wait, why are we always comparing black players?
There's
to black
a bit of racism with that.
Why? Like, why?
Come on, Kadir. Let's sort this out, mate.
There's a bit of racism.
As a black man yourself, you should be. you know.
Is he black?
Yeah, Kadir is, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, his avatar is of a black Asian man.
Same.
He's a Liverpool fan.
None of this racial profiling.
Wait.
He's a Liverpool fan.
Right. He's a Liverpool
Anyways,
fan.
Anyways, next. I apologise.
Lenny Henry asks, should Championship capo Neil Warnock deserve more respect? This Cardiff side should never have come second with the players they have. Will they overtake Derby as the worst Prem side
they
ever?
They should have been relegated as soon as they came up. It's actually a disgrace that they allowed that first 11 to play a game in the Premier League.
They are bad.
Like,
they're bad still.
The first game of the season, I saw that 11 and I couldn't believe they finished second in the Championship.
Mm.
How?
The thing is with Championship, though, is literally you can go on a good run.
It's a lottery.
That's it.
And then, like, who was it last season who were like one of the top sides and they didn't even finish in the playoff? Who?
No,
Middlesbrough made playoffs.
Was it Derby?
Yeah, I think it was something like that.
Someone had like was sick for about 35 games a season, and then
Derby and Borough. Borough was up there a lot.
Yeah, it was Derby. Yeah.
And that's literally, and then probably Cardiff were probably fucking in mid-table somewhere, and then they just have a run.
Yeah,
it's crazy. And then the playoff thing, I don't really like that. I think I understand the idea of playoffs; like it makes it more fun, but.
It's undeserving for a team to finish third and comes up and lose against
the 60. I'd be so pissed if you finish third and it's 3 teams to get promoted. Why is this cunting team who have just, you know, finished 6th, yeah, getting a chance at... and they may be on a good run, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that's the thing. Like, with the playoffs, a lot of the time, it's the team that finish, like, 6th that get through because they're on a good run. They have the momentum.
Because they, like, nicks last minute on a good run.
Like, whereas the team that finished 3rd, they were trying to battle for 2nd and they lost it. And
then it's, like, dejected and stuff. Yeah, it must be a hard come down.
But
the worst league that happens is the conference because it's only the top team that goes... That gets promoted. So if you finish 2nd, I think it happened once. I don't know who it was, but it was, like, the top two were... so far ahead of everyone else, and I think first finish beat second by like 1 point, and then the gap between second and third was like 20 points, but the second team still didn't get promoted. They lost in the playoffs. Like, how?
That's funny.
That's mad.
That's funny.
Okay. Chelsea didn't turn up today. No, we got that. Which set of fans, Arsenal or United, has more reason to be optimistic looking forward over the next couple of years? That's from
Arsenal.
Vikash Patel.
Arsenal, because you can't get much worse.
Mm. Man United, because the money's just too long.
You think it would just click?
Well, you can't get many chances wrong spending money, can you?
United, because Mourinho's going to go, isn't it? So.
Yeah, but then who... This is what Elijah was saying, though. Did you trust the board to replace?
Right now, it's looking like we're going to get Zidane, so it's going to be more the same, to be honest.
Really, though?
You reckon?
Isn't Zidane working for Juve?
Apparently he is, but apparently we want...
Wouldn't that be a good appointment, though? I mean, he won 3 Champions Leagues.
I wouldn't be impressed with Zidane, because I think he would need... With Zidane, he's very good with in-game management and man management, but he needs quality players, from what I've seen of him. We don't have that, so we'd have to spend a lot. That would have to really change our squad, and I'm not sure we'll give Zidane that time.
Lucky
to really
you're the
do.
Richest club in the world, isn't it?
Yeah, we are.
There you go.
That money's long for no reason, though.
Hara Adams 1, he asked, off the back of the article I wrote on touchlinefrackers.co.uk.
Check it out, guys.
Yep, make sure you check out the website for loads of articles. He asks, how many more seasons do Poch and Klopp get without winning a trophy? So thanks, Harry Adams, for writing the article on our site. But guys, how many seasons do Poch and Klopp get without winning a trophy?
So Poch gets unlimited years because Tottenham don't really give a fuck.
Yeah.
That's the truth of the matter.
And Klopp has to win a trophy
Klopp
this season.
Klopp needs to win.
So if Klopp doesn't win a trophy this season,
everyone's going to be on his back.
It's a failure.
Will Liverpool board be on his back though?
I think he knows himself that he's in trouble, because he came out and he said on his first press conference he is going to win the league within 4 years.
Does it matter?
Yeah, it does.
Because
the whole point of football is to
let's
win.
Face it, if you guys finish second, if you guys finish second and you push City to the title, the FA Cup, all right, fine. Well, say you lose to Man City in the FA Cup semi-final, and then you have, and then you get to semi-finals of the Champions League.
Yeah.
Still, that's still an impressive season for Liverpool. Why should Klopp come under pressure for that?
Because we need to win stuff.
Why do you need to win stuff?
Because they've spent the money, they've progressed every season.
We're known as a good team. We beat the best teams. Yeah, so we need to come away with something.
So you'd be willing to sack Klopp?
What, not right now.
No, but I'm saying
in a couple of years' time, if we've not won anything, then yeah, he needs to go. Like, how many more years do you need to win something?
Because it's all good playing good football and coming close to stuff, but if coming close to stuff is your optimum, then
what is the point?
There's no point.
What competition are Liverpool expected to win?
But Klopp has progressed them to the point where they need to win. So if the board feel like they can get someone in that can push them that extra bit further, or they can find someone that can push them that extra bit
then
further,
then they'll go for that person.
Klopp has got everything that he wanted. He wanted a good keeper. Mm. He wanted a good centre back. He's got great fullbacks.
Yep.
He's got a great midfield now. Gonna work out sooner rather than
that
later.
Being said, Van Dijk has proven a lot of people on this podcast wrong.
Shut everyone up.
Yeah,
none of you chat anymore, do you?
But I like Van Dijk.
Yeah, none of you chat anymore, do you?
I wanted Van Dijk.
Yeah, none of you chat.
I thought the fee was a bit much.
is it your dad's money?
It's not my money, but you know. I'm just saying, I thought the fee was a bit sticky.
It doesn't matter. But he's doing his thing.
Yeah, he's worth his weight in gold.
He's great. Like, literally, I can't fault.
Where does Van Dijk rank in, like, top defenders across the world right now?
Right now?
Yeah.
In terms of what he's doing...
I saw this discussion on, like... BN Sports?
I saw
Andy Gray,
yeah.
John Collins.
Yeah, but forget
John Collins was saying that he's the best centre-back in the world.
I wouldn't say that.
No? But John Collins was making good points.
Yeah, but John Collins is very biased as well. You've got to bear this in mind.
He was biased because he was part of the Celtic.
Yeah, I saw the video.
Yeah.
Like, he was quite biased. And some
if you're talking about now, though, like, unless you're watching all the other leagues,
yeah.
In terms of the Premier League, you're going to say he's probably one of the... He probably is the best centre-half in the league at the moment.
Yeah.
Mm. So when you're saying at the moment, it's... Yeah, you can say that. Mm. But...
But in terms of world, top five. Like, he has to be top five.
Mm.
He's not done anything wrong.
Yeah, he ain't done nothing wrong. It's just...
What could he improve on?
I don't know.
We need to win like, shit. What? Like, that's it.
But why does that make him a better player?
Because the best players win stuff.
Put up a lot of clean sheet numbers. Show your areas. Show that you dominate your area of your play.
But you got to bear in mind, we've not conceded a goal at home in the league since February. Stuff like this counts. So slowly, yeah. Like, you're
them
seeing
kind
the
of numbers.
With him in.
Yeah, them
the
kind
numbers
of stats.
Coming in.
Yeah. Cause
I'm just trying to... Go on.
I think since he come in, like, they're... XG has gone down dramatically. Like the chances they concede has just gone down ridiculously. Like they
it's the lowest conceded XG in the league.
We're better at set pieces, attacking and defensive end.
Remember, you used to concede from like every.
Like,
set
I don't
piece.
Worry about it. Anymore.
Do you know what? I remember when they drew 3-3 versus Watford at the beginning of last season. Redknapp said if they brought in Van Dijk, someone like Van Dijk. He would just come in and head the ball, and a lot of people slated Redknapp.
I slated him.
But it makes sense. It's the basic things in football that matter.
A lot of people slated him, saying that one player is going to change the system. I think he has. Yeah, and it's weird because him by himself has completely changed the football at set pieces, and no one talks about the fact that Redknapp said that was going to happen.
It's no longer a weakness of theirs. Like, no one says, oh, Liverpool can be got at set
pieces
anymore.
I literally do not worry anymore when we have a set piece.
Because he's one player. So how can you dominate a whole box? It makes no sense.
Mm. Like, that's why I wanted him. I
think it's the aura
someone
as
of that
well.
Stature.
Yeah, he's just...
It's like, you know, like, having... Knowing there's that player there.
Yeah.
It just shakes you up a bit.
It's just... Mm. Yeah. Like...
Especially if you're a goalkeeper as well, because I know, like... Keepers like Mignolet and Karius, they weren't too comfortable with balls in the box.
Yeah.
But if you know you've got a central defender who is willing just to get his head on stuff, and you know he's going to be that kind of extra layer of protection for you, it gives you more confidence.
It's just weird because I never saw this at Southampton. Like at Liverpool, it's like he's grown like an extra inch or something.
The thing is, he makes it look so effortless sometimes. Like he doesn't even try to like slide or anything. Yeah. He just intercepts so well.
His positioning is great.
Mm. Yeah. Only thing is, it's like what John Collins said, the when he's turning behind. His back, right. when the ball's behind
he's
him.
A big boy, isn't he?
Yeah. Mm. But other than that, he's great.
All right, guys, let's leave it there. Elijah, any plugs?
Not this week.
No? So, it's your opportunity, mate.
Just read my blog, innit?
Cool.
It's in my bio.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool. Fahi?
Yeah, just follow me, FIFO Farm, and yeah, you'll see me stuff plugging stuff on there anyway.
You need to spell your app.
Cool. Yeah.
F-E-E.
It's in the link if you need it.
F-O-F-U-M. It's on the iTunes link. It's on the SoundCloud link. Lewis will put it on there.
Yes, yes. I will. And I'll make sure to spell it right. Sean, any plugs?
Just actually.
You got a shisha restaurant, mate.
Yeah, I do still.
You might as well plug it.
Nah, I don't plug that.
Nah?
Nah.
Wait, you don't
just
want,
at me for sure.
You don't want people to know where you at.
Yeah, just at Shawnee Pizzle for the more slander, innit, every week, innit?
All right, guys. Be sure to use the hashtag, #TouchdownFrackers. If you need PNP t-shirts, they're on our website, www.touchdownfrackers.co.uk, which you can also stay tuned for more articles this week. And leave us a review on iTunes, as I mentioned at the start of the pod. Thank you very much, guys. We'll see you next week.
Yeah.
Peace.
You've worked so hard for all the things you have. The salary, the status, the success. And with that image, there's a drink. One to unwind, one to loosen up, one to take the edge off. But how do you know when a drink is more than just a drink? We get it. We can help. Karen's Grandview program has been helping accomplished people just like you regain their lives. Talk to us. Visit karen.org/grandview.